Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our first guest today is Renee Hansen, and she is a creator. You've put together something called a Bonnie Band? Banny Band? I can't even say it. I'm losing my mind. How do you say it, Renee?
Yeah, hi. Actually, it is. That's a funny backstory.
I want to hear it.
Okay, well, we go by Banny Bands now because of the way that I spelled it. originally, though, my sister Bonnie is the one who sewed all of them. She's sewn probably over 50,000 headbands in the past 9 years.
Wow. They should be called Bonnie Bands.
They should be called Bonnie Bands. And that's actually how we named it, is I had started the company as Vertical Athletics, which was originally qualified to athletic apparel. And we were going to all these volleyball tournaments across the country. And, of course, you find tall girls at volleyball tournaments.
They
also wanted headbands. And my sister Bonnie was sewing these velvet-backed adjustable headbands. And, we didn't want to call those Vertical Athletics, because Vertical Athletics was pretty specific to tall people. So what are we going to call them? She says, all my friends call them Bonnie Bands. So that's what we wrote.
I love it. That's a great backstory. I have nieces who play volleyball, and I've been to those tournaments, and they do have, they've got vendors and different things. It's really a pretty smart idea.
Yeah. Well, and we got started early, like when volleyball tournaments first started popping up at convention centers, and that was kind of when Sport Court was invented and implemented, which allowed a convention center to be converted into a whole bunch of volleyball courts, whereas previously, you had to host a tournament at different high schools and community colleges across the city, so you would never really have everybody under one roof.
So you're talking about the flooring, right, that they put down?
Yeah.
So that was your
that
company?
What changed everything to allow vendors to be able to come to a convention center and see all of the girls at a tournament rather than having to spread out to like 15 different locations throughout the city.
Oh, interesting history, and for those who have not been to see one of these, it is quite a sight to behold. All those volleyball courts.
Is.
I mean, there's like 60, 80 volleyball courts set up, depending on how much space they've used. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. Some of the tournaments, like there's one in Atlanta that's a World Congress and has over 150 courts set up. It's massive.
Man, that is something else. Well, let's get back to the Bonnie Bands. So what exactly are they, and what makes them special?
Yeah. Of course. So our original Bonnie Band is a velvet-backed adjustable headband, and that kind of came out again because the velvet sticks to your hair without breaking it, so they don't slide, which is a really big problem with most headbands out there. They slide off your head, and they're adjustable because I have a big head.
Do you really?
I do. I have a large head, so I wanted to make something that would fit everyone, not just average head sizes. And we put a bra strap on the back of the headband, and that is how we created our original non-slip adjustable headband.
That's really great. So, what makes them? They're also stylish too. I mean, they're not just made smartly so they don't break your hair, but they're stylish.
Right. Absolutely. We have hundreds of different patterns that we use. We use different top ribbons on our original style Bonnie Band. And, that ranges from sequins to solids to different patterns. And we just try to stick with whatever pattern is popular any given year. And that's, we kind of go with that. And actually, one of the really neat things about our original headband is that they're all made by home sewers. So my sister, like I said, has made about 50,000 plus. My mom has made, thousands at this point. We have a few local sewers that help us as well. So they're all of our headbands now, we've had them made at various places, but all of them now are made by home sewers. And it's really great because then, we're giving people an opportunity to earn money,
I like that.
In homegrown. A unique way if they have sewing skill set, but of course, then it also allows us to make whatever's trending at any given time. We can make it really quickly.
Yeah. Where are you based? What state?
We are based in Gardnerville, Nevada, which is a very small town surrounded by a farm field.
Who knew?
A little bit like Indiana.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those here, for sure. A lot of those here, yeah.
I am I am right next to Lake Tahoe, so I'm actually very close to the California-Nevada border in northern Nevada.
I hear it's beautiful there. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, any kind of summer fun. Renee Hansen is our guest, the creator of Bonnie Bands. Don't you think when you look good, you feel good? I don't even think that's just a girl thing. I think that's an anybody thing. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I really do. I think the most important thing is to feel good. And that is something that we've really carried as a value in our company, is helping people feel better. And with our original headbands, it was, you know, people feel better because they don't have a headache wearing their headbands. They're
right.
able to get their workout in, and their hair's not in their face. They're able to focus on what they're doing and not think about, you know, is my hair in place? Does it look good? Like, we know it does. It's just going to, our headbands work and they stay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as like looking good and feeling good, of course, you know, we're providing a product that helps you feel good, and of course it's going to help you look good too. So I think the feeling good comes first, but when you dress up or when you wear something that you think is cute, you are going to feel good, and when you feel good, you're going to be more attractive and people are going to respond to you in a positive way. So I think that is, you know, key is feel good. But yeah, if you look good, then I think you're going to feel good.
I agree with you. I've always had long hair and I've always been active, so that's why these are of particular interest to me. Also, I'm a person of a certain age. The people who listen to our show, many of them are a 50-plus woman. So you have a product called that comes from your cooling collection line. Tell me about the cooling collection.
Yes. So our cooling collection is fairly new, and we actually started it with Major League Baseball, because you can imagine in the stadiums it gets really hot.
Yeah.
The cooling fabric we use in our headbands is a cool core fabric, so it's non-chemical cooling. It actually cools because of how the fibers are spun.
Oh.
And I won't get too tech geeky on that,
okay.
But it's really neat technology. But the bottom line is it cools up to 30% below your skin temperature when it's wet.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's so, so amazing. So you can just have it, you can be wearing it, and as you start sweating, it will start to cool down. Or if it's really just one of those hot days and you need immediate relief, go ahead, get it wet, snap it in there a few times, and wear it, and it is icy cold. It feels so fantastic.
It's amazing. Now, tell me about the Major League Baseball connection. Is it mostly just because those stadiums get so sweltering that you...
Yeah, we, you know, throughout the past 10 years of business, things have changed. They go up and down just like they do with every business. And we originally, like I said, we were originally going to all these volleyball tournaments, and that market got really saturated really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that we decided to pivot was we got Major League Baseball licensing, and at that point, especially with the cooling fabric that we started using, we started making unisex headbands. So we actually have a handful of Major League and minor league players that love our product.
Oh.
The guys are wearing them too. Although I will say that majority of our customers are still, they're women.
Mm-hmm.
So Major League Baseball has been amazing. We are in, this year we're in 25 of the stadium locations.
Wow. That's great.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been so exciting. It's so much fun working in baseball, and it's just, it's great, you know, to be able to go out and see a game and see, you know, customers in the store picking up my product, like something that I created, and it's still so gratifying. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful every time I see somebody who doesn't know me, has no idea who I am, and is picking up a product off a shelf. Like, it's like entrepreneur dream.
Yeah, it sounds very, very rewarding. Really does.
It is.
So you in the email that I read where I was getting information about the Bonnie Bands, you said something about sweatopause. That sort of goes hand in hand with the cooling, the cooling fabric.
It does. So this is my new creation, and I've actually branded it differently. It's all the same corporation, like everything's under our same legal structure, but I've created a new brand called Sweatopause, and it is for, it's to help hot women feel better and cool down.
I like that, because you could take it any number of ways. I like it a lot.
Exactly. You know, and it is a way to say that, hey, I feel good. I'm hot.
Yeah, baby. I love it. I love it. We are talking to Renee Hansen with Bonnie Bands. You can find the product. I'm assuming all your products are at BonnieBands.com.
They're not. You know, actually, we decided to give a different website to Sweat a Pause. So it's sweatopause.com. All one word, though.
Okay.
And the Sweat a Pause brand has started with one product initially, but we will definitely build on and add new things as people request. But it really is dedicated to women who are experiencing hot flashes from whatever reason that may be. I mean, of course, we're focusing on perimenopause and menopause, but obviously there's women experiencing hot flashes for a number of other reasons, pregnancy or, you know, medical treatments or anything like that. But
sure.
I started this because I'll be 40 this summer. And about a year and a half ago, I started experiencing perimenopause symptoms, and I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what is going on? And my doctor's like, oh, that's just this. And I'm like, what? I'm 37.
Me?
Like, what?
Wait a minute. It's too young.
Right. But she was like, oh, don't worry. It probably goes, you know, it usually goes on about 10 years before you go through menopause. And I was like, wait, what? Like,
10
what?
Years? Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit, it's a crazy time for girls.
Right. It was, you know, that experience, and also having quite a few friends who are experiencing hot flashes due to perimenopause and menopause right now, that they were the ones who were really like, Renee, you have this cooling fabric you use with the headbands. Like, make something for us that we can wear anytime, you know, not just while we're working out. We want to be able to wear it to the office or out to dinner. And so it really got me thinking. And I, you know, with the trends coming forward that are showing all the cute little scarves again this fall, I decided to make a cooling scarf that can be worn in any situation. It's really discreet. Nobody has to know that it's a cooling scarf that's helping you feel cooler when you may be having a hot flash in a location that you don't, you know, particularly want to announce to the world that you're having a hot flash
at right.
dinner or in a meeting or, you know, really anything. So the first item is, like I said, it is a scarf, but it's a multi-use. So you could wear it as a scarf. You could wear it as a headband. You can wrap it around your wrist, get it wet. It'll help keep you cold in those, you know, those points on your body that help cool your blood, so it cools your whole body. Or you can just tie it on your bag and bring it with you, so it's there when you need it. And I'm so proud of this product. It's really, I know it's going to change women's lives. Like, it will make them feel better than, you know, I'm so excited about it.
And they're so pretty. They really are very, very pretty.
Thank you.
So,
I tried with the, to create patterns that would be something that just about somebody could find, anyone, no matter what they like, could find something that they like in our collection to wear.
Lovely. We are speaking with Renee Hansen. She is the creator of the cooling scarf that you can find, a multi-use cooling scarf, Sweat a Pause, just like it sounds.com. Also, the Bonnie Bands, and I'm going to spell that BANIBANDS.com if you want the kind for working out or just being stylish. That kind of thing. So a couple of different things we've talked about today, all very useful to the 50 plus woman. And we appreciate your entrepreneurship, Ms. Hansen.
Thank you. I know, you know, my mom is, of course, well past menopause, but she loves to wear her scarf when she's gardening.
Ooh.
It just really helps her cool down.
Great idea. So multi-use. Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. We're out of it. So we'll go to the website. If anybody has any questions and you're listening in your car, any information at all, julie@indieboomer.com. Shoot me an email and I can connect you with Renee and her products. Thanks for being on the show, Renee.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. And you are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
This is Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. The name of our next guest will probably sound familiar to you because she has been in the media for many years. She's out of that spotlight now. Welcome to the show, Stacia Matthews.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my
Thanks
gosh.
Thanks for having me.
How many years at Channel 6? Many.
Oh, many. Yeah, at least 20.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
It was a long time.
You've transitioned into public relations. You work for the Spine Group, correct?
That's correct.
All righty. And you probably like the hours a little better.
I love the hours. Absolutely.
One of the reasons we have Stacia on the radio show with us today is because she recently suffered a stroke. And she's not an old person. You're on the younger end of even if you are a boomer. And I want you to share your story because there are people listening to the show that may benefit from hearing
it. Oh, absolutely. And I hope they do. You know, I was celebrating my birthday with family and friends. And after dinner, my sister, who was in from Phoenix, said, "Hey, I'm going to make dinner tomorrow. Can we stop at the grocery store?" Last thing I remember is being in that grocery store trying to swipe items at the checkout. Mm-hmm. And after that, I don't remember anything.
For a whole month?
An entire month.
Wow.
I wake up, and I had been in a coma for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And even after that, I still don't remember anything. And when I knew it, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I could hear my sister, who was still there, talking in the background. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, "Oh, my God, my hair is jacked. What has happened to my hair?"
Oh, that was your first thought as you're coming
back. That was my
first
thought. Well,
to
I would... come to find out that I had suffered a hemorrhagic stroke, mm-hmm. and that they had to do a drain so that I would not suffer from another stroke. Mm. And so they shaved my head on the right side of my head.
That's
my
hair. Why you were like, "What?" Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the time, and I know you have, you know, that memory gap there, but I remember you telling me at the time that you remember doing a story in your news days about a stroke.
Yes.
And it stuck in your brain. You don't remember the name of the doctor?
I remember asking him, "Well, we know a lot about heart disease and heart attack. Well, what about a stroke? How do you know you're having one?" And he said, "You'll have the worst headache you ever had." And I was told that I complained of a weird headache that my sister said when we were in the store, when I was trying to scan, I remember her taking it from me, whatever I was scanning, mm-hmm. and she said, "Because you're going too slow." And so, just like her to say that. But
sounds like a sister.
I said, "Man, I got the weirdest headache." And she said, she asked me, "Do you want me to drive?" And I said, "Oh, no, I can drive. Mm. It's just weird." I drove home.
Mm.
And so the doctors had told me that I was probably having it right then.
Yeah.
But I drove home 2 miles, and when I got back to the house, she was about to fall asleep, and I guess I said it again, "Man, this is the weirdest headache." And she kind of joked and said, "Girl, carry your tush to bed and, you know, take a couple aspirin." But I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she said, I woke her up because she had just that quickly dozed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Sissy, don't let me put my head down. Don't let me fall asleep. Watch for slurred speech. I think I'm having a stroke, and you've got to call an ambulance immediately."
Goodness. Oh, my mercy. Wow.
And so the words of that doctor were still with me, even though he spoke them, more than a decade ago.
Isn't that something else? You took the aspirin. You knew not to go to sleep. And you had a remarkable outcome. It's not always that
goodness.
Good for people.
No, it's not. And even the doctors and the therapists all called me. They referred to me as the miracle patient.
Because you are.
Oh, my goodness. Because they were so concerned about me not falling. I had to walk with the little safety. I called it the safety belt. I'm sure there's a medical term for it.
Mm-hmm.
But learning how to just live again. Mm-hmm. And it can be very frustrating, but they kept telling me, "You're doing better than most. You really are the miracle patient, because most people don't bounce back like this."
And I spoke to your doctor and the physician's assistant, and they both told me that your support system was instrumental.
Oh,
your niece,
my
your sister,
family, yeah. My niece and my sister were on it.
Advocates.
And even what I don't remember, I've heard from others, and I cannot tell you that I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have gone through it without them. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for my family, my friends, my employer, because by law, you know, after so many weeks, they could have said, well, thanks, nice knowing you.
Right,
but
absolutely.
I'm still employed.
Yeah.
My job, the responsibilities have changed, but it's still PR. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It still falls into that. So, and even allowing me to make a few mistakes, my short-term memory, like I said, can sometimes mess with me, but I still struggle with that to work at it, and it may be something that will never go away, and it may be something that will continue to improve. I amazed myself because there were times when I couldn't even remember. Okay, you know, it's that building down the street, and I could see it,
mm-hmm.
see it, and describe everything around it without saying the name of the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you went through quite a lot. I don't think you'll mind if I tell our listeners that you're on a feeding tube, you lost 30 pounds. I mean, it
yes,
was bad.
It was bad. And when I saw the physician in ICU, I went back to visit, and he said, we had to tell your family to prepare for the worst.
Mm.
So they weren't quite sure. I mean, I had an allergic reaction to medication, and I blew up, and I mean, you name it, it happened.
Mm.
I got to say, though, nothing but the grace of God, that I bounced back, and I'm just so grateful for His mercy. I am, and for loving people in my life. I couldn't have done it alone. I just couldn't have.
The Rehabilitation Hospital of Indiana was instrumental as well. I've heard so many great stories coming from that place.
They were, talk about tough love.
but you did the work.
yeah, but so did they. I mean, there were days when I wanted to sleep in. Mm-hmm. They didn't mess around. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Stacia. You know, it's time to get up. Oh, man, five more minutes.
Yeah.
No, because we have a session in 10 more minutes. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, they were on it. Okay, today we're going to walk. We're going to play a game. We're going to do, I would do these little crossword puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put little puzzles together. I mean, and at first I thought, you got to be kidding. I can do a puzzle. But then I would get there and I couldn't.
Mm.
You know, so it was very humbling. And I kept saying, well, I'm going to get back to me. Eventually, I will find my way back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the therapist saying to me, well, me may be different, and you may have a new normal. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a new normal. But it's okay. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? And you work at it. You work at it. You you do the best you can. And you hope that people are understanding. And I would say most are.
We are talking to Stacia Matthews, who suffered a stroke. A stroke occurs when blood flow to a part of the brain stops, is kind of the way to sum it up. You have come back strong. I want our listeners to know what the symptoms are of a stroke. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but let me explain. You're right about a stroke. I did not have your typical stroke. The stroke that you're describing is one that impacts, I would say, oh, goodness, 85% of those who suffer. I had a hemorrhagic stroke.
What's
the
difference?
I had a brain bleed.
Okay.
And not the clot.
Got
and
it.
So with the clot, that's where you could take an aspirin, and that will help keep the blood thin. I could not do that. I'm glad I didn't. But,
wow.
Yeah, so that's why they had to go in, because I was bleeding. We've got to drain it so she doesn't form the other kind of clot.
I see. So
but the symptoms are the same. Slurred speech.
Okay.
Numbness, or you have some paralysis, and usually it'll be on one side of your body. You might have a vision loss, or it's impaired in some way. And then, of course, that slurred speech. And for me, I don't even think the doctors knew, because the ambulance, I guess, took too long, so we did the wrong thing. We drove to the hospital.
Yeah, we drove.
And I walked in.
Oh.
And I guess I identified myself, and I said, I think I'm having a stroke.
Wow.
Okay, have a seat. And the only thing that I described was the weird headache.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess by the time my sister had parked the car and come in, the doctor was there, and he said, okay, well, let us be the judge of that. And I'm like, okay. And then, of course, the test showed I was, I was in fact, having a stroke.
Mm.
But, yeah, so, you know, if you think you're having one or you suspect someone else is having one, dial 911. Don't do what I did. But knowing those symptoms could literally save your life. I mean, you just...
Time is of essence, correct?
It is, yeah. And I think I might have mentioned at one point with you that while I was at RHI, there were two young men. These guys, maybe 30, early 30s,
yeah,
both of them paralysis, and one of them had said he took a sleeping pill because he wanted to go to sleep. And then,
wrong
of course, the next morning, there's the paralysis. So, yeah, don't do that. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. And it can happen at, you know, at any age.
Any time, any age.
Bizarre.
It doesn't care. It doesn't care if you're rich or poor, you're black, you're white. It doesn't. You're thin, you're heavy. It doesn't care. And it will attack, and it sometimes the signs can be subtle, but, you know, Julie, you and I know our bodies better than anybody else. You know your body, and if something is wrong, act on it. I know we're busy people, and we say, oh, if I could just, I'll push through it, I'll deal with it later. Time is of the essence, so, you know, no one's going to... It's better to be safe than
absolutely
sorry.
An important message, Stacia Matthews. Thank you for your time. Thank you for
sharing your story with us. Absolutely.
We appreciate it. And we should let our listeners know there's also a story on Boomer TV about this as well. If you go to indieboomer.com, you can watch the television episode we did about this. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Boomer Radio.